When Facebook acquired Instagram in 2012, just 13 employees worth $1 billion, it signaled a fundamental shift in how business value is created. Today, such astronomical valuations for lean companies have become almost commonplace. Why? These businesses aren't building traditional products. They're orchestrating connections at unprecedented scale with minimal resources. The platform model has transformed industries by enabling value exchange between producers and consumers without directly controlling the inventory. Airbnb owns no properties, yet offers more rooms than any hotel chain. YouTube creates no videos, yet hosts billions. This isn't just a tech phenomenon, it's reshaping healthcare, education, manufacturing, and virtually every sector of the economy. For centuries, business operated on a pipe model, linear value chains where companies create products upstream and deliver them downstream to consumers. But three forces are disrupting this model: increasing connectedness, decentralized production, and artificial intelligence orchestrating complex interactions. Platforms leverage these forces by providing infrastructure for producers and consumers to exchange value directly, bringing three fundamental shifts: from consumer to producer focus, from resource ownership to ecosystem orchestration, and from internal processes to external interactions. Consider the stark contrast between Marriott and Airbnb. Marriott follows the pipe model, investing billions in real estate and employing thousands. Airbnb owns no properties, yet has more rooms available worldwide. Its value comes from orchestrating an ecosystem where hosts and travelers create and exchange value directly. What makes platforms so powerful is their ability to leverage network effects, becoming exponentially more valuable as more users join. While all platforms facilitate interactions, they share fundamental architectural principles across three layers: network, marketplace, community, participants and relationships, infrastructure, tools, services and rules, and data, powering matches through analytics and machine learning. Different platforms emphasize different layers. Marketplace platforms like Airbnb prioritize community layers where the network drives value. Infrastructure platforms like Android provide robust development tools. Data platforms like Fitbit create value through insights. The most successful platforms leverage all three layers for sustainable advantage. At the heart of every platform is the core value unit, the minimum standalone unit of value created. These are the eBay listings, Instagram photos, and Airbnb apartments that form the building blocks of platform success. Unlike traditional businesses, platforms don't directly control these units. They're information factories without inventory control. The core value unit varies across platforms. Product listings on marketplaces, standardized services on Uber, videos on YouTube, or usage data on Nest thermostats. These units are the scaling variables. The more high-quality units, the more valuable the platform becomes. When designing platforms, think like architects who start with a center. Every feature of successful platforms relate to their centers, while starting with features rather than centers leads to clunky technology. Great platforms succeed by breaking complex goals into simple, repeatable actions. Every platform has a core interaction, the essential actions producers and consumers perform repeatedly to create value. These interactions follow a pattern: creation, producing the value unit; curation, scaling quality through ratings; customization, creating relevance through filters; and consumption, using the value. All four must function for sustainable value creation. When any core action breaks down, platforms fail. Without creation, consumers find nothing valuable. Without consumption, creators lose motivation. Without curation, quality suffers. Without customization, experiences become irrelevant. YouTube depends on uploading, viewing, and voting. Wikipedia operates through creating, editing, and consuming content. These aren't mere features, they're the platform's essence. When designing platforms, identify the core value unit, determine who produces and consumes it, understand creation and consumption processes, establish quality metrics, and implement appropriate filters. The key mind shift is moving from building software to enabling interactions, prioritizing an interaction-first rather than technology-first approach. Would you let a stranger sleep in your home, drive you across town, watch your children? Without trust, platform interactions simply don't happen. From ride-sharing to home rentals, trust mechanisms ensure participants feel safe engaging with strangers. Trust has evolved from small community-based models to institutional systems, and now platforms must create new mechanisms for peer-to-peer interactions. The 7C framework outlines how platforms build trust: confirmed identity, verification, centralized moderation, oversight, community feedback, ratings, codified behavior, interface rules, culture, norms, completeness, comprehensive information, and cover, insurance. Airbnb exemplifies these principles: verified identities, professional photography, two-way reviews, scam-detecting messaging, host insurance, and a hospitality culture. These form an integrated system ensuring reliable stranger interactions. Trust builds gradually but can diminish rapidly once violated. The platform paradox: producers won't join without consumers, and consumers find no value without producers. A cycle that continues until reaching critical mass where reliable interactions occur. Even Facebook and Uber once faced this challenge. Successful platforms developed creative solutions. OpenTable distributed standalone booking systems to restaurants before opening to consumers. Reddit's founders created fake profiles with quality content. Kickstarter enabled creators to bring existing followers to the platform. Dating platforms face the unique challenge of attracting enough women, often using ladies' night incentives. Apple launched with its own apps before opening the App Store to developers. Facebook started at Harvard before expanding to other universities and then globally. The key insight? Focus on creating value for a small, engaged group before scaling broadly. A thriving small user base trumps a large but inactive one. Understand which side of your market is harder to attract and create compelling standalone value to overcome the chicken and egg problem. As platforms scale, they face a paradox. The growth that makes them valuable can ultimately destroy them. When core actions begin to fail with scale, reverse network effects set in, making the platform less valuable for everyone. Chat Roulette demonstrates this pattern. Without user screening, it attracted deviant behavior that drove legitimate users away. Similarly, MySpace's poor privacy guidelines and excessive customization triggered a mass exodus to Facebook. As platforms grow, maintaining quality becomes increasingly challenging, with crowd curation systems often reinforcing existing biases. Successful platforms vigilantly monitor for warning signs by tracking user engagement and creating feedback loops to re-engage abandoners. They continuously refine filtering mechanisms to ensure quality content remains discoverable as volume increases. The platforms that endure aren't just those that grow fastest, but those that maintain interaction quality as they scale. In today's platform-dominated world, understanding platform principles is crucial for building lasting value. Unlike traditional businesses that scale through resource accumulation, platforms scale by orchestrating external ecosystems, enabling unprecedented growth, valuations, and industry disruption. Incumbents face existential threats to their linear business models, yet possess valuable advantages: established customer relationships, industry expertise, and transformation resources. Their imperative is clear: build your own platform or become a valued participant in someone else's ecosystem. For entrepreneurs, platforms offer extraordinary scaling potential, but require fundamentally different approaches than traditional startups. Success hinges on creating conditions for thriving interactions rather than proprietary technology. The question isn't if your industry will transform, but when, and whether you'll be the disruptor or disrupted. Long-term platform success demands investment in appropriate trust mechanisms, balancing producer and consumer needs, and facilitating valuable interactions at scale.